Let's start today, once again, in Puerto Rico. It is day 21 with electricity down across most of the island following Hurricane Maria. Crews are hard at work trying to get it back online. But there's another effort underway as well to help Puerto Ricans get their power from a more reliable and sustainable source. That would be solar power. Solar companies are rushing in with offers to help. For some people, this is an opportunity to wean Puerto Rico off dirty, pricey fossil fuels while also making its power system more resilient. Jessica Lee Hester has been covering the story for The Atlantic's City Lab website. First of all, Jessica, what's the latest you've heard on the power situation in Puerto Rico? How much of the island is still without power today?
Yeah, weeks after the hurricane, the commonly cited figure is that still close to 90% of the island is without power. And, you know, even before the storm, the infrastructure was in bad shape. The vast majority was supplied by a single utility that leaned heavily on diesel. Customers were already paying high bills, close to the highest in the country, and the company was tremendously in debt and filed for bankruptcy in July. So energy struggles in Puerto Rico are nothing new, but of course the magnitude of this current outage is pretty tremendous.
And what is the official outlook for getting the whole system back up and running?
The estimates are 4 to 6 months or even longer. And so the question of how to get the whole island back up and running is also one about what the future of energy and resiliency on the island can look like.
Meantime, millions of people in Puerto Rico are without power. And into that void, along comes Elon Musk from Tesla and other heavy hitters from the global solar industry. What can they offer that can really help Puerto Rico right now?
So a number of companies such as Sonnen, which is a German manufacturer of batteries that store solar energy, are imagining this as an opportunity to go in and manage small-scale interventions with microgrids, basically small-scale closed-loop energy systems to power, you know, emergency humanitarian clinics that are storing medicines or offering places for people to cool off from the humidity and heat. Their plan is to roll out the first microgrid by the end of October and then 5 next month and then build from there. So even if it's only making a dent in the people who are experiencing really acute medical crises, that's definitely not something to discount.
So how have these efforts been received locally, like Musk and Sonnen? Because the Puerto Rico's governor responded to Elon Musk's offering on Twitter the other day by saying, "Let's talk. Puerto Rico could be your flagship project."
Well, Tesla's Elon Musk and the governor did talk on Friday. Then both the governor and Musk took to Twitter afterwards to give a little debrief of it. And the governor tweeted on October 6th, "Great initial conversation with Elon Musk. Teams are now talking, exploring opportunities, and next steps soon to follow." So at this point, we don't know exactly what those next steps are, but it definitely seems that there's some buy-in from the governor at the very least.
In your opinion, would that be a good thing for Puerto Rico if this kind of flourishes, or is it PR for Tesla and Musk?
Yeah, I don't think that it's just PR. I mean, certainly, you know, this humanitarian intervention's likely to be partnered with a business end goal. And that's the case with Sonnen, too. It's an opportunity to help, but also an opportunity to grow the renewables industry there. Only 2% of the energy on the island was renewable before the storm. Mm. But many of the sources that I've been speaking with, from former EPA administrators to humanitarian officials, are saying that they feel it's irresponsible to just build the infrastructure back up to the condition it was in before the disaster, because it's likely that the island will continue to bear the brunt of heavy storms. And fixing a broken system, they told me, is, you know, not really a fix at all.
Jessica Lee Hester there. She's an editor with The Atlantic's City Lab website, speaking with us from an outdoor cafe in Brooklyn.